Stops, nobody knows. Every time. Welcome to the situation report for January 22nd. Little Steve Steve Miller Band, abracadabra. I think it was appropriate for today. Didn't take long for Trump to march out another one of those press conferences from his first term that were awkward and didn't go well. This one didn't go well either. Larry Ellis and Sam Altman. Sam Altman is Lex Luthor. Let's just call a spade a spade. Could you pick two more evil people? I mean, look, Larry Ellis, the CIA. He worked on Project Oracle. Then he started a company with CIA help called Oracle. He's all about censorship. He's all about controlling the narrative. He is the quintessential socialist, communist, whatever you want to call him. Douche canoe works. But Sam Gates look like a Boy Scout. And the interesting side of this whole deal is the fact that not only is he involved with AI, but there's stuff in OpenAI that people don't even know about. And the whole press conference yesterday, look, mRNA technology being used for cancer has been around for a very long time. And it's had abysmal results since the word go. It's never been effective against cancer, never. So that whole press conference was a smoke show. It was all smoke and mirrors so they could roll out AI that will monitor you, that will watch all your spending. This is technocracy instead of communism. It's the same shit. It's exactly the same shit. And it's being sold through Trump. And the good thing is that even Musk and Alex Jones were like, wait a minute, why are you rolling these two guys out? And, at the end of the day, It's just another smoke and mirrors grift. And look, Trump, to his credit, is trying to invigorate investment. These guys, the way I see this is, these guys saw an opportunity for a press conference, and that's what they went after. I look at it in that sense. I don't look at it in the sense of Trump was a willing accomplice, but look, we all sent Trump to office to hold people accountable, to fix the military, to fix the economy, to close the border, and to take the jabs off the market. And ever since that meeting he had with Bill Gates, he's taken two people off of the team for HHS that were anti-vax. What does that tell you? So my view of all of this is we need to keep the pressure on. We need to push the gas pedal all the way to the floor and do exactly what happened yesterday. Exactly what happened yesterday. As soon as that press conference was over, Twitter and social media exploded. And it was all negative. Trump does not like to see negative feedback. And that's why I say that the antidote for all this is you hammer him every time he does something stupid. You hammer him every time he puts somebody up there that we know is a criminal. Sam Altman, criminal. And just because he hasn't done anything yet doesn't mean it, or we've seen, doesn't mean he hasn't done anything. And the whole look, AI in and of itself is just like the arms race after World War II. Nobody really knows what AI is supposed to look like. And these guys keep talking about super intelligence. The AI I saw from China was nowhere near ChatGPT or Grok. Nowhere near it. And Yeah, there's probably some sophisticated AI out there. I would imagine we have sophisticated AI, and sort of the Russians and sort of the Chinese. But that's probably a very, very closely held secret. They're not going to let that out if it gives them a strategic advantage. But the part that gets under my skin about all of this is the fact that there's no guardrails around any of it. And whatever you teach AI to do is what it's going to do. So if you remember the Google AI, they taught it to be woke and retarded. And guess what? It was woke and retarded. What do you think it's going to be like if somebody that's, evil as fuck and sketchy as fuck is training the AI? It's going to be evil and sketchy as fuck. And the fact that there's no guardrails around it, and that we're in this race, this artificial race, to get artificial intelligence perfected, it's like blockchain. Nobody knows what it really is supposed to look like. And the definition they're going off of, and I'm not making this up, when you can talk to AI and have a conversation and not distinguish that it's AI versus a person, that's the benchmark. That's what you're basing this on, is that. That is a recipe for a massive disaster. But it's like everything else. Everything is an afterthought. Rules of engagement, afterthought. Guardrails, afterthought. Moral outlines of what AI can and can't do. Nobody's even thought about it. Nobody's even thought about what AI should be trained to do. And then Ellis gets up there and starts talking about mRNA vaccines to help cancer. Yeah, that didn't go over well. That's not going to go over well. Nor is the idea that he is somehow, some way, a good guy. It's the whole since Monday, it's been gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. And look, the Elon Nazi salute thing, they're going to play that to the end of time. The whole, how tall is Trump's son? They're going to play that to the end of time. The signal in all of this is the fact that they're building AI. Trump greenlighted it. I don't know where the other $400 million is going to come from for this, or $400 billion. I don't remember what the number was, but there was already $100 billion or $100 million dedicated to this, and they built 10 data centers. This has already been on the books. So all of this is just Trump he's just stamping this with his approval so they can go off and do it. He probably has no idea what they're going to use it for. And it's like Palantir. Palantir, Kristi Noem said during her confirmation hearing that she wants to synchronize all the agencies. Well, that means Palantir. I wouldn't let Palantir near the fucking building. And again, it's another algorithm slash AI driven tool that's going to be used to, basically spy on the American people and figure and determine who's a threat and who's not. Back in the old days, a chieftain or a king or a mayor had spies that went around and listened to everybody's house at night to see who was plotting against them. This is the same shit, just with technology. But the insidious part of this is the fact that this AI is going to be able to label and shut you off if you're a threat. That is massively dangerous for so many different reasons. I can't even pick one to start with. There's so many things wrong with this whole picture. But the fact that Trump did another one of those awkward press conferences where he's trying to tell the American people that he's going to, he's invigorating reinvestment in the country. Like, dude, you did not learn from the first five awkward as fuck press conferences in your first term that that's a massively bad idea? Those guys get up there and shit all over themselves, and you look like a complete buffoon. Whoever thought that was a good idea, walk them out of the building today. Just walk down to their office, your badge, please, and then walk them the fuck out. Don't let anybody come up with another bad idea like that. because that was a really fucking bad idea. Like, on the scale of bad ideas, there's the Edsel, and then there's the press conference yesterday, which was a dumpster fire. And now it's turned out to be a complete dumpster fire. Even if you had the best intentions, your base hates you now because they feel betrayed. Your whole base feels like you betrayed them for Big Pharma. And maybe that's not the truth. Maybe somewhere down the line, you're going to hold Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of these assholes accountable for the biggest fraud in world history. And oh, by the way, you need to unwind all of your bullshit around warp speed. We don't want to hear that shit anymore. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody gives a fuck if you think warp speed was a success. If it was such a big success, then why do you get booed every single time you bring it up? Just saying. Most of the public looks at that and says, yeah, get bent. We're not doing that again. And then you had a three-hour dinner with Bill Gates. 3 fucking hours. What are you talking about? Why didn't you just call the Secret Service and arrest the motherfucker right there? And the Gates Foundation CEO. Why didn't you do it right there? Problem solved. And then you say to Big Pharma, here's the deal. You're going to surrender your CEO down to director for every company, and you will report here to the U.S. and face charges of crimes against humanity. Full stop. Nope. 3-hour dinner. When you think about it, he shot himself in the foot. Already shot himself in the foot. And most Americans, I guarantee you this, most Americans if that are in his base, most of his base, if he talks about warp speed or any kind of a jab whatsoever, he will be the most despised president in American history. There will not be one nice thing printed about him ever again if he goes back to warp speed. And if they try and pull off yet another pandemic, you will see an insurgency like 1776. It will be a full-on revolution. And, you know, I keep hearing these pundits saying, yeah, the American people aren't ready to fight. Well, guess what? Here's what's coming, folks. So I don't know if anybody you're following Michael Yon on Twitter, but you should follow him on Twitter because he posted a post this morning that was definitively Signal. And I can't remember how he tagged it, but he tagged it basically as, you should pay attention to this. This guy's legit. He's on the level. He's real, et cetera. And essentially he was saying that, I'm trying to find the post. Let's see. The Danish melting down over Greenland is priceless, by the way. Shit, he tagged me on it. Where is it? That's what I hate about Twitter. They've changed the algorithm for search now, so you can't find jack shit. And if you like, I follow Bracken. I follow Matt Everett. And I never see their posts. I have to physically go and look for their posts in order to find it. It's ridiculous. Well, there it is. I had it and then it was gone. That's why I hate Twitter. There it is. So he posted that Taylor Cramer is legit and that he's done important work. He's been all over Central and South America. And basically Wall Street Apes posted an article with Taylor, and he's talking about his experience in the California desert with James O'Keefe and O'Keefe Media Group. And he's talking about how they found a cell phone that was in Arabic, and they had an Arabic translator with them. And that Arabic translator was saying that, you know, this is basically all business. Like, go here, go there. Have you reached San Diego yet? And they're literally talking about a cell on their way to San Diego. And that's signal, folks, because that's unscripted, that's real. And that is they found a cell phone in the desert of a team or a cell that was moving to San Diego, and then they were going to be taken somewhere else from there. They are planning some kind of a kinetic event here in the country. That is evident. All of that predictive programming by Sarah Adams and by, I can't remember, Jane Doe, and there's one other. He runs a website now, former CIA. Anyway, they're all, the predictive programming is there's going to be a kinetic attack here this year. And that is signal. That's the signal in all of this. What happens with AI? What happens with the rest of it? No clue. But if you aren't ready yet, and look, I would hope that this is a nothing burger. And I would hope that this doesn't transpire. But Trump designating the cartels as terrorist organizations and setting up to do kinetic against the cartels means there's going to be kinetic here, not just in the border. You need to get that shit out of your head. The cartels are everywhere in this country. They have supply routes all the way up to Canada and as far over as Maine. They have infiltrated this country thoroughly in the last 50 years. And if you think that they are nonviolent and that they're just going to sit by while Trump drops bombs on them, you are sorely mistaken. And they are highly more organized, they are highly trained, and they have advanced weapons. And don't be surprised if you don't see them deploying drones too, and that they get some special toys from the Russians and the Chinese. That's all coming, folks. May not be in the next 6 months, but it's coming. And this is why we've been talking about get prepared, because you don't marshal the number of forces that China and the rest have marshaled in this country without some kind of hostile intentions. And you don't keep them perpetually waiting because they go off the reservation. Give them very, very succinct and strict orders. Separate the cells. You don't let the cells communicate outside of their cell. You give them very specific instructions from point to point, and you keep it simple and you keep it very, very pointed. So they only know the next point. They don't know anything past that. They know their training. They know where their next waypoint is. And then when they get to their destination, they start infiltrating and they start observing their targets. That's what they're doing right now. And there's zero coordination between the cells, but there's cells all over the country. That was verified with that cell phone. That's what that cell phone says. And these were Syrians that he was talking about. So at the end of the day, all that Larry Ellis stuff, all of that Bill Gates stuff, yeah, all that stuff has to happen. But the close fight, the signal, is the fact that they're seeing more and more movement of troops around the country getting ready and getting in position. That should be a big red flag for you. And if you don't have your head on a swivel, you should have your head on a swivel. Now is not the time to fuck around. Now is the time to be restocking, reconstituting, and reorienting. And as much as you can, expand your line of sight and your sphere of influence. Get involved in your community. Get involved with your church, etc. Because those are going to be the people standing next to you when all this goes off. And I was talking to a troop the other day. By the way, everybody's been having problems. If you're using Signal, the app, Everybody's been having problems with it. Everybody I know is having problems with it right now. Can't log in, can't send messages, they get ejected from groups, whatever. All kinds of weird stuff. So obviously the agency's fucking around with that, trying to disrupt comms, or somebody else is. So either way, you should be prepared for anything. I think the LA fires was a good wake-up call for everybody that, you know, your house could be gone in minutes from something like that. And same thing with North Carolina. So I guess the biggest part of this is, if all this is a nothing burger, then at least you're prepared for any kind of natural disaster. But the LA fire thing, that really woke a lot of people up that maybe we should have some resources around that are not attached to the house or in the house, meaning a cache somewhere, so we could fall in on it. And we talked about flyaway kits. And then I was talking to a troop the other day, and we're talking about, we're working on building a list of different things to do, ways to plug into your community to help start moving the ball downfield for the path forward. Because look, Trump's in office. Good, bad, or indifferent, he's in office. We can spend our time worrying about what he's doing, or we can start getting involved now that the momentum and the pendulum swung the other way and start reversing some of this. I'm looking at ways I can plug in right now to help get the election system here scrutinized, analyzed, and most importantly, detailed look at the voter rolls and the way it's done. And I'm being told that there's an effort underway right now to not only analyze all the machines, but to put a better system in place. We'll see if that actually materializes, but we should start, all of us should start looking at how we're going to plug into our community to help turn this around. And Steve from, he's Battle Dwarf on Terrence Pop Show, what's it called? Gruntspeak. He wants to start a political party called the Musket Party. And he wants it to be all veterans, and he wants veterans to run for office. And I think that's a fantastic idea. If we've been given a reprieve, then we all have a moral obligation to get involved in whatever peaceful way we can. And we should all still have, you know, be plugged in. We should all still be paying attention. We should all still be scrutinizing what we're seeing and be situationally aware. But now's the time to start plugging in and pushing the pendulum back even farther. And that may sound like an oxymoron, but the best outcome happened. Trump came to office. We did a peaceful transition of power. We don't have the regime that was in place destroying the country in power right now for whatever reason. And we have a reprieve right now. We might as well use it positively and effectively to our advantage. And look, this is our Achilles heel. Most conservatives don't get involved in public office. Most conservatives don't get involved and take city jobs. Most conservatives don't get involved that way. And this has to go all the way down to school boards, PTA, et cetera, all the way down the board. And just because they're killing DEI formally doesn't mean it's going to go away. I mean, the whole university system, that needs to be revamped completely. How's that going to happen? The only way it's going to happen is if conservatives get involved in the university system and start taking over some of these schools at the very, very top. And if we have a bunch of conservatives running, you know, liberal schools, like I'm thinking specifically University of Washington, it's been the home of a communist insurgency for the last 10 years, probably longer than that. And that whole pendulum needs to swing in a completely opposite direction. Most universities right now, and Trump in his first term, he banned Confucius University because they were infiltrating every single university in the country and putting in communist indoctrination. So We have to get involved. We can't just sit back and watch the news and go back to business as usual. So I'm looking at ways, looking at places I can plug in. I'm also looking at, you know, I'm very seriously thinking about, because I think they just had the sheriff election in 24 here in Maricopa County, but I'm seriously thinking about running for sheriff. And spending the last, you know, the last years of my life, working years of my life, doing something for the community, straight for the community. And whether that's Scottsdale, you know, whether that's Scottsdale or whether that's Maricopa or whether that's, you know, New River, it's something I'm looking at. Because I don't want to be a governor. I can't stand those politics, but I could be a sheriff. And I would definitely, you know, I don't have law enforcement experience, but I could learn that quick. That's not that hard. But yeah, I would, that's what I'm seriously considering doing. And you should all consider and start thinking about, is there a place in your community? Is there a place in your county? Or is there a place in your state where you can serve? And go do it. Because there's not enough good people that understand selfless service in government right now, not in any state. And with the pendulum swinging the other way, we need to take advantage of it and keep the momentum. Because if we don't, 2 years from now, we're going to be right back in the same boat we were back in 22. And we can't allow that to happen again. So start looking for a place to plug in and plug in. And don't be bashful about it. Go ask the questions. Hey, what roles are going to coming up for re-election? Like, would I run for Senate? God, no. Couldn't stand that cesspool in D.C. But there are people that will and do want to go to D.C. So, hey, have at it. I would rather do something locally here in my neck of the woods. And whether that's, you know, serving on the Board of Supervisors, whether that's, you know, I don't want to be the mayor of Phoenix. That's a miserable position. But it would be, that's my ducks freaking out if you hear them barking. But there's got to be a position or some kind of a role that you could take. And look, this could be as simple as just being involved in the PTA. This could be as simple as being involved in the school board and taking a position on the school board. Because there's going to be a need for it in the very near future. So if you haven't considered it, do it. Consider doing it. You'll help a lot of different people by doing that. And more importantly, you'll be constructively adding to the fight. So food for thought. On a different note, roundtable tomorrow night, not exactly sure who's going to be on the panel. And we'll keep it to an hour. I'm going to try and keep it shorter. Like 2 hours is way too long. Even though there's a volume of information that we can talk about, 2 hours is too long. And then there's something else. Can't remember where it was. It'll come to me. But don't get wrapped up in the theater that is DC. Yeah, when Trump does something stupid, hammer him on social media. They are paying attention. Trust me, they're paying attention. And for Elon to come out and say, "Now that's why are these guys involved? Why are we supporting this?" That's a good thing. But our voices need to be heard too. And the louder the volume, the more they're going to pay attention to it. Trump is paying attention, folks. Whether you think so or not, he's paying attention. His people are paying attention. And he knows that public opinion can sway very, very quickly. He also knows that, and he said it, the public sent us here with a mandate. We need to keep reminding him very, very directly, this is the mandate. And we need to keep the pressure up to take away and take all of the mRNA vaccines off the market. Full stop, off the market. And everybody that was involved in that, willingly, unwillingly, is scrutinized, and the ones that committed crimes go to prison. The ones that committed genocide, they get executed. There's no ifs, and, ors, or buts about it. The point is, we need to make sure we keep the volume up, keep your foot on the gas pedal, and keep the pressure on them. You let the pressure off, you stop paying attention, guess what? That things are going to be a shit show again. And people need to be held to account. I'm not letting that go. I'm not going to stop talking about it, and I'm not letting it go until I start seeing some action. And we won't see anything until Cash Patel gets in office. And they're already, Adam Schiff is already trying to hold up Pam Bondi's confirmation, which we knew he was going to do because he knows he's getting investigated. It's all about delay. So when she is finally confirmed, when she does finally take office, it's going to take a bit for her to take office and clean house. So it's nothing's going to happen right away. So don't get impatient. Just keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on what he's doing. Keep the volume up and don't let the pressure off for anything. Keep the pressure on him because he needs to know that there's no free pass this time. All right, we put up with this shit for 4 years. We put you back in office. Now get to work and you work for us. And we'll keep reminding you, you work for us as long as it takes. Point is, it's going to be a bumpy road to get to from here to justice, but we have to play a part in that no matter what. And I'm determined to see Fauci and Gates brought to justice, as well as Borla and all the other pharmaceutical executives that push this stuff. And I'm also about making sure that the truth gets out to the public and the people that have taken this shot truly understand what they've been given and how dangerous this is and what it does to your immune system. That's my focus for the next 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 24 months, whatever it takes to get these guys behind bars. And we'll see how the next couple of weeks develop. But with the cartel stuff going on, with all the rest of it, yeah, we've all heard this before. We've all heard the threats, but I'm not going to let my guard down just because I've heard it before. I'm going to keep my eye on the ball no matter what, even if I think it's a big nothing burger, which I think it is, but you never know. And I don't want the American people to be caught off guard. I would rather be the squeaky wheel than not say anything and a bunch of people that could have been ready get harmed. So I'm taking the other path. I'm taking the path of being the squeaky wheel, regardless of what happens. I'm not leaving anything to chance this time. And there's been too many things put out just in the last 2-3 months that have been, you know, all predictive programming. And we saw this just before 9/11 as well. So, yeah, I know. Turbo, there's so many fucking blissfully unaware people out there. It's unbelievable. I had a conversation with one of them this morning and just shaking my head, but it is what it is. You can't fix stupid. You can charge for it. You can't fix stupid. All right. So I'll be back tomorrow night with a sit rep. I'm going to keep this fairly short. I'm going to try and keep these to a half an hour now and keep the round table to an hour. And at the end of the show tomorrow night, we'll probably do closing comments, and then the next couple of weeks are going to be hit and miss for doing 3 shows a week, but we're going to try our darndest to do that. I'll definitely be back tomorrow night, Monday, and Wednesday's iffy next week, just be forewarned. And then Thursday's still iffy. Yeah, I'll know more earlier in the week next week, but we'll be back tomorrow night. Until then, folks, God bless. One team, one fight.